Hello, everyone. I'm Carolyn Gazella, one of the creators of the iThrive Plan for Cancer Survivors. I think we can all agree that we live in very challenging times right now, and we need to do everything we can to protect our physical, mental, and emotional well-being during this crisis. One of the best ways to do that is with movement, but that can also be difficult with social distancing and shelter-in-place requirements. With fitness centers and gyms closed, we are left to on our own to get creative. And that's actually what this podcast is all about, getting creative when it comes to exercising during social distancing. We need to keep our bodies moving. And I have the perfect guest to help us do that. Samantha Clayton is Vice President of Sports Performance and Fitness Education at Herbalife Nutrition. She is a certified personal trainer with specialty certifications in group fitness, youth fitness programming, senior fitness, and athletic condition. Samantha, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, this is an important topic. And now, you know, our followers are pretty aware of the physical benefits of exercise because we talk about it a lot. So they know that it's going to boost their immunity and it's going to help their heart and et cetera, et cetera. But they may not be as aware of the mental health benefits. So during these stressful times, how can exercise help us cope mentally and emotionally?
You know, one of the wonderful things about movement is that it just naturally makes us feel good. So from the scientific side of things, you know, when we move our body and we get exercising, we release endorphins and serotonins, and they are essentially our happy hormones. So I think that's kind of the first thing is like when people understand when I get exercising, I'm releasing extra hormones from my body, and those hormones are naturally going to make me feel good. But I also believe that when we're moving our body and we're prioritizing our health and we're taking care of ourselves, it improves our overall mood as well as our confidence level. So when you think about, you know, the confidence boost you get from knowing that you're doing something good for your body, I just feel like it just improves your overall confidence for sure. And you know, to kind of jump in, like you said, your viewers are so aware of, you know, the amazing health benefits, but you know, just think about, you know, healthy muscles, exercising is good for healthy aging and mobility. And there's just so many fantastic reasons for, you know, your body overall. And I think knowing that you're doing good for your heart, knowing that your bones are working and you're getting better bone density, I think mentally it makes you feel stronger. So I really do feel like the physical and the mental really go together so well.
I would agree. And I have to say that it's like probably one of the best stress busters ever. Like when I'm feeling overwhelmed about this whole COVID-19, if I go on a hike or, you know, do some type of physical activity, I feel so much better. So there's that definite connection that you're talking about. Now, during this time of social distancing, it can actually be hard to keep moving. So in addition to actually doing specific exercises at home, are there things that we can do throughout the day just to keep us moving?
Definitely. And I think that comes from, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is having a good routine. So before we even think about the movement part, thinking about getting up at a set time, getting ourselves ready, getting in that emotional and mental, you know, standpoint where you're going to take care of your body for the day. And then the great thing is activity itself. So obviously you have physical exercise, which is something that's repetitive and you're working towards a specific purpose, but general activity, which is like the activities of daily life, whether it's cleaning your house, playing with your kids, being out in the garden, all of these activity minutes actually really do help with our physical and mental health as well. So I just encourage people to take time throughout the day to do things that are physical. That it's not necessarily that exercise. You know, maybe you're doing a little extra cleaning. Maybe you're playing a fun active game. If you have kids at home, you know, they're trying to sit around on their video games. So I encourage people, play with your kids, throw a ball, kick a ball, take the dog for a walk. All of these simple activities of your normal daily life, I think, really do add up to those minutes that we need, those activity minutes that we need to get the benefits, the health benefits for our body.
I would agree. And it's such a good point about the routine, like starting your day, understanding your routine and coming up with routine and sticking to that routine. And also just little things like, for example, we're using more technology right now. Maybe standing while you're doing a Zoom check-in with a friend, or standing when you're talking on the phone, or, you know, it's like you said, when we can string together those moments of movement throughout the day, it really makes a difference. Now, some of us actually do like to exercise, and we can't go to the gym. So when it comes to doing specific exercises in our homes, what are some of your suggestions that don't really require special gym equipment?
And now this is, I'll be honest with you, this is my favorite topic of all. I call myself the master of the at-home workout. I'm a mom of four. I have a set of triplets plus one that's older. They're teenagers now. But when they were younger, when they were toddlers and I was at home with them, the only way I could really get my workout in was to do it at home. And so I found that it's so great to do basic exercises, functional movements. We can do squats and lunges and step ups, push ups, you know, getting into a plank position and holding a plank, you know, doing all those amazing core exercises that you can do. But I want people to not rule out the benefits and the power of stretching as well. So, you know, doing a great stretching routine when you get up in the morning, like, you know, some yoga or Pilates and just all these basic movements that you can do that don't require equipment, because you're using your own body weight as resistance in order to get that kind of muscle building benefits from it. You know, the power of them is incredible. I'll share with you, I just did a body weight workout this morning, and the one that I did yesterday had me wake up a little bit sore this morning, and I don't have equipment here at home. I just have my mat in my bedroom. But I get up, I do my squats, I do my lunges, my step ups. And so I just think, you know, your body is the best piece of equipment that you have. And the great thing about your body is that it goes everywhere with you. And of course, while people are stuck at home right now, they may have an excuse, well, I can't work out because I can't go to the gym. Your own body is the best gym you can have. So I tell people, you know, start out with some low impact movements. Low impact meaning keeping your both feet on the ground, so doing just basic squats. But if you want to up that intensity level, doing jumping squats is like the same as being in the gym and lifting weights. You're using all your body weight and power to get your feet, both feet up off the ground. So you can get some great muscle building benefits just using your own body.
Yeah, that is such an important point. And I'm so glad you brought up stretching. I think a lot of times people forget about stretching. What about balance? What do you suggest for that?
So, you know, I think balance is important, you know, balance with everything. I think the word balance is fantastic. I say we should all live a balanced life, meaning balanced nutrition, a balanced exercise routine, balancing all of your priorities. I think we all kind of strive every day to work on our balance. And so when that comes to exercise, I think about the core. So I think about your core muscles. So think about, you know, your abs, your glutes, your hips. Doing exercises that challenge your core really help to build balance over time. And we really need that, because as we age, of course, you know, it's harder for our body to move around and do functional movements. So the stronger your core, the better off you are. So I tell people, you know, once you've mastered doing your squats with both feet on the floor, maybe even hold onto a chair, lift one leg and try to do single leg exercises, and kind of isolating and working the body one side at a time. That's what creates that muscle symmetry and that balance. So, you know, I've always loved exercises like yoga and Pilates, because they really preach that working both sides of the body, making sure you're keeping your core strong. And so I encourage people, while they've got all this downtime, now is the perfect time while you're in your home to kind of be mindful and think about each movement that you're doing. Which muscles is it working? How does it feel? What does your body position feel like? It's all about having that mindfulness while you're working out as well. And I think that when we're doing exercises that require that additional balance, you have to be a little bit more mindful. So therefore you're getting more of a mental break, because you can't think of anything else that's on your mind when you're concentrating on balancing.
It's such a good point. And you can work that in the kitchen. Like, for example, right now I'm standing as we're recording this, and I can go ahead and stand on one leg, and then I can stand on the other leg. So, you know, you can work this stuff in throughout your day. I think that that's great advice. So there is a trend in the scientific literature that looks at green exercise, which focuses on getting outside. And I have to tell you, this is my favorite research to read about. On the one hand, I'm thinking, well, of course, duh. And on the other hand, getting outside in nature has so many health benefits. So from your perspective as a fitness conditioning person, how important is incorporating nature and outdoor activities into our movement plans?
You know, I think it's really important, especially because of the value of vitamin D. So one of the things that I think is important about getting outside, getting in nature, is we get, you know, our body thrives producing vitamin D when we have sunlight exposure. So getting outside in the fresh air for getting extra vitamin D, I think, is one of the key priorities when you're outside. But I think as well, it's escaping from your normal environment, looking around at nature and enjoying it. And as well, I feel, you know, when people go for a run or a walk on the treadmill, it's wonderful. You're indoors, you're getting your workout done. But when you're walking or running outside, it's actually a little harder on your body because now you're taking all of the weight of your body. You're having to propel that body weight forward on your walk. You don't have a belt underneath you kind of assisting you. And, you know, when you can add in the extra terrain of walking up and down hills, of course you get, you know, more posterior chain work, meaning your glutes get to work a little harder. But I think being outside is really important. The fresh air is fantastic. But obviously during this time where we're all, you know, having to stay in our home a lot more, I even tell people, even if you can't actually physically leave your property right now, maybe you just need to stand in your garden, or if you're in an apartment complex, get out on your balcony and just feel the outside. I think it's really important to connect with the outdoors. And I very much believe in that science. And, you know, I even myself with my kids, I tell them at least once a day, you should kind of try connect your body to the earth and ground yourself. I love going outside with no shoes on, just putting my feet down on the ground or the grass, and just kind of feeling connected with the earth. There's something to be said from the mental health benefits that come from that. So you and I are on the same page. I totally love the idea of being outside.
Yeah, and I appreciate the fact that you're bringing up that people should do this only if they can adhere to the shelter in place or the social distancing requirements. I happen to be surrounded by an amazing trail system, and it's really easy for me to keep my distance on that trail. So I really don't have to worry. But going to a crowded park, you know, even though you're in nature, you still would not be able to adhere to the social distancing rules. So keep that in mind. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Now, what final advice do you have for people who are feeling a little frustrated or maybe even panicked about their fitness routine now that they can't go to the gym or they can't go to their Pilates class or their yoga class? What advice do you, because I know myself, I have friends who are feeling this way. So what advice do you have for those people?
So I think my advice for people is firstly to get our mindset in the right place. Yes, we're restricted right now, but it's for a very good reason. It's for our own health and safety and for everybody else's health and safety. So I think kind of setting that mindset of saying, look, I know that I have to do this right now, but the intention behind it is great. But then I would say to people, what's wonderful nowadays with technology is we can still stay connected with the outside world using technology. So I know a lot of people, they love to go to the gym and they love to go to a yoga class because they either love to have that formal instruction from a teacher, or they love the camaraderie of having their friend next to them where they can chat. And we love that social interaction, because I think social interaction kind of ties back to your first question of mental health, right? Of how do we keep our mind healthy and how do we keep ourselves feeling good? We tend to get those that feel good from our community, from our friendships, from going to these places that we go to, the gym and classes. So I've been encouraging people to connect with online communities. with people working out online, because you can take a yoga class. So many yoga instructors are doing free classes that you can just do from your phone. The fitness community has really come together to help people with their routines, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook. And, you know, today I just did a Facebook Live. I did a LinkedIn Live this morning. And so people don't have to look very far to find that community. So I think my tips for people would be, set your intention of knowing that it's just for now. It's just temporary. At some point you can get back to your fabulous life of being outdoors. But in the meantime, think about just how much you can do for yourself in your home. You can still keep up with your routine. It takes a little bit of extra motivation to do that because you're at home. But if you set a routine and you get it in your mind that, hey, I don't want to come out of this quarantine situation not feeling at my best, and I want to stay healthy and keep my immune system firing on all cylinders. And I think if people can get that mindset, they'll feel better about just being home, getting on with what they need to get on with, keeping exercise as part of their life, and squeezing in that exercise time during the day.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I know, as you mentioned, you do use technology. Is there a website where people can find out more about what you're doing and the work that you're doing?
Yes, of course. So we have, it's HTTPS, HerbalifeNutritionFitness.com. And so they can go to that fitness portal. It's a free portal. You don't even have to sign in with your name or anything. It's open access. And people can go to that portal. And I'm very lucky that I work with, I'm the VP of Sports Performance at Herbalife, and I have a huge global team of experts that work with me. So people can go onto that portal and they can work out with me, or they can dance with my Italian dance instructor. They could do yoga with an amazing yoga expert that's based out of here in LA, or some Pilates. So the portal is great because it has a huge variety of exercises to choose from for beginners and advanced exercises. So I think that would be the great way for people to connect with us, for sure.
Perfect. Well, Samantha, thanks again for taking the time today and giving us such great advice, and for the work that you're doing to help keep people moving. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a joy speaking with you today. And let me just tell everybody, stay healthy, stay happy, keep your body moving, and take care of your nutrition while you're stuck indoors. And, just stay positive, everyone. Together we can get past this. And thank you so much for having me.
I agree. Okay, everyone, remember, even though we are practicing social distancing and staying home, we can still stay connected. We are in this all together. So take good care and keep moving.